With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Daniel's in Wichita on Coast to Coast. Daniel?
Hi, Dr. Bonnet.
That's right.
It's an honor to talk to you. I appreciate you taking the time. I have... three comments, and then I wanted to ask you a question that I can't answer. You can't answer because I can't afford to pay the tuition. Sorry, I'm an old Vietnam veteran. I talked to you before. I had a lot of Franciscan influence.
Oh yeah, I remember you. Yeah,
childhood. I was extremely. Depressed the other night.
I'm sorry.
Last night, December 28th. It was the anniversary of my son committing suicide.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
that just breaks my heart. How old was he?
He was 29. Mm. He came home from Afghanistan.
Wow.
And unfortunately, the VA didn't help him. But what I wanted to address was not the sadness of that. I have an 8-year-old cat, and this is the middle of the winter in Kansas. And I was asking you how I enjoyed Kansas last time, and the wind's blowing. And
yeah,
it's
is.
A little colder than Minnesota.
It's whipping. The wind is whipping these days. Yeah.
Well, my 8-year-old cat, Mean Cat, brought in a baby kitten.
Oh, yeah.
That was malnourished, and its mother had probably died.
Yeah.
And I got it. He's got it right now. And so I decided to name him Ian. After
I love that.
My main question to you, sir, is this. I am concerned about people, about our world. And you're a professor of communications, not theology, correct?
Right.
Could you answer a question and I'll hang up so I can hear your answer. Or I'll listen to it. I have a trouble hearing. Like you, I suffer from an inner ear disease.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Injury from running engines on jets. But my question is this. How do we decipher and how do you teach your students about all of the facts on the flooding of information that we have now on the internet?
Yeah.
About, you can get facts on completely diametrical opposing views.
Sure.
And they can give you, they can quote you facts on either side and everything in between.
Right.
How do we decipher what the truth is? Franciscan brothers.
I was waiting for you to use the T word. So don't hang up yet. Don't go anywhere. Let me say, this is a really interesting and ongoing conversation that goes on amongst journalists, amongst communications specialists. So there's a problem that we have in our culture of thinking of ourselves as finders of truth. And I think your Franciscan mentors would agree with me wholeheartedly that I think the best we can do on any one topic, like a story, a news story, is we should be happy to be finders of facts. But facts are not in and of themselves truths. They may point to a truth, but as I would argue to any student, and I argued this in a paper last year, is that truth, especially when we're talking about journalism, are facts over time. Right? I mean, the ancients, going long before Jesus, the ancients were trying to figure out what is truth. And I think we could settle on the idea of facts over time. That's how we know something is true. Is that it isn't just true for the moment. It's not a fact as it appears, because frequently facts just turn into data points. And so that's where we can get distracted by data points. And we live in a data-driven society. So as you suggested, different, you know, polar opposite viewpoints can all come up with data points that support their point of view. But they may not be facts yet. They may just be a point that day was true. So you could say it was a transient fact, but it's not a truth. And truth won't be revealed until those facts are examined over time. So I reserved a lot of judgment if I could say about a lot of things. I look at things and let me give you a data point that was very disturbing. And I hope you'll resonate with this. That the VA didn't spend just a small fraction of the funds that it had to help with suicide prevention for veterans. They had $6.2 million this year alone to advertise crisis hotline for suicide prevention. As of September of 2018, they had only spent $57,000, less than 1% of that budget, to try to stop, you know, people like your son from committing suicide, from giving them an option. Now, that's a fact, it's a data point that if it stands up to examination, we could say is a fact. But does that mean that the truth is the VA doesn't care about suicides by soldiers? I don't think that we can make that point about it being a truth. Now, we take that over time, and maybe that's what we'll find out, that they for whatever reason, they don't. But that's the difference. And I think it's a tragedy that they haven't done that. The VA should be spending every penny it has to prevent, if it's already allocated, it's in the bank. They should be spending every penny to reach out to soldiers who are suffering from PTSD, from any war or any, you know, just from service, and use everything they have at their disposal to keep that from happening. So that's what I teach my students, is let's be careful about the use of the word truth. Let's not pretend that as journalists we can be truth tellers yet. It's good enough to be finders of facts. That's hard enough, because there's a lot of people out there that need to know more.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.